And John Travolta is with us in the studio. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Harry.
It looks like you guys had a good time making this.
We had a blast. It was a lot of fun.
Because the whole idea is here are these four guys, they're old pals, and they have this midlife crisis, and they decide they're going to go on the road on their motorcycle.
Yeah, and my character has a few secrets before we... Well, I get the idea that I want to get out of town, but I don't tell the guys what my secrets are.
Right.
And so they're just thinking we're doing it because we're bored with our jobs and want a little change in our lives. And so I inspire them to go on the road with me.
Yeah.
And it's a great, funny ride.
Tim Allen, Martin Lawrence, William H. Macy. Now, did you know any of these guys very well before you made the movie?
I did a movie with Bill Macy called The Civil Action.
There you go, okay.
And I knew Tim Allen from, like, being at a ball game with him.
Right, right. You know? Which of these guys surprised you the most in terms of working with him every day?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, let me just tell you my feeling about each of them. Martin Lawrence was a gentleman,
right.
And he was like the middle brother. We had kind of more of a sibling rivalry going on, more like brothers than friends almost.
Right.
So he was like the middle brother that was the balance of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Allen was the aggravator. You know, he would tease and antagonize.
Probe and push.
And probe and push, which was very important for the rapport.
Right, right.
And Bill Macy was more like the eccentric, you know, brother, you know. And we all got together, really, get along great.
Yeah.
We were wonderful friends, but I think that the brother feeling, it was more predominant.
Here, I'm watching this movie, and there's this whole thing. It's middle-aged guys, and you won't find a middle-aged guy who doesn't have some sort of anxiety either about getting older or about where he is in his life and what he has done or hasn't done and still has to do yet. And I'm thinking to myself, there's nothing in this movie that you can relate to.
Well, that's probably true.
Right?
But I am a wanderer. I mean, I like to get on the road and go.
Right.
So probably the only thing that I can really relate to is I love machines. I love my motorcycles.
Right.
I love my cars. I love my boats. I love my planes.
Yeah.
And I want to get on the road.
Right.
And I've done that my whole life.
But
there's
not a part of you that, because honestly, the part of this movie is the whole, these guys are kind of wimpy. They're kind of, you know, they're trying to find themselves out on their motorcycles.
Yes.
And
but, you know,
your life doesn't lack for adventure.
No, you know, I'm too blessed to be stressed, you know.
That's a good line.
And it's true. I am. And I've loved my life. And celebrities by nature don't have a lot to complain about.
Yeah.
So I think you're right about that.
Yeah.
You know, but it doesn't mean that we don't experience others and what they go through.
Sure.
And I identified enough with it to give you a good movie.